One of the ways we proclaim the gospel in communities, we call open air. And in this scenario, it works very good, like Venice Beach, an area like that, or a street where there's a lot of bars and restaurants. In St. Louis, our favorite place is Del Mar Loop. And so we'll get on a ledge or stand on a stool, and we start giving away money, $1, $2 for right answers to trivia questions. And once a group gathers, then we start going through a method similar to what we do in a one-to-one where we talk to one person. Now, Dallas Miller, just within the past week, did her very first open air on Del Mar Loop, and her dad, John Miller, was there. So John is in the studio with us today, and John, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about what you thought about this open air thing before you saw it, and sure. How you think about it now.
I had heard from Dallas just over phone conversations and things from home a little bit about what she was doing. Having an opportunity to go out with her on the street and interacting with folks and seeing the effect on people after hearing the gospel and the way that she presented it. And it was her first time, and I could tell she was kind of nervous. And I have experience speaking in front of people, so I know that fear of talking in front of people. And then you have the additional fear of talking to people about the gospel, which adds a whole new level of anxiety to the whole thing. So there were many different levels I was concerned for her. But it was an awesome opportunity to be there and see the gospel spread and see the Holy Spirit work through my daughter and see the effect on people it had also.
Dollar trivia, guys, for a dollar. The most choked on food in restaurants.
Chicken bone.
Chicken
leg. No.
Chicken
leg.
Chicken leg.
Do it with chicken.
Chicken nugget.
Gotta do it with chicken.
You gotta do it with chicken.
Turkey.
No, hang on.
That's another question.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Egg. What kind of egg?
Squirrel.
Ooh. Right,
that one
is
for a battle. Oh, wait.
Boiled egg.
Boiled egg.
Oh, yeah. You're right,
all right. I got another question
for
you guys. What is
No.
Ever cheated on a test?
No! Oh, come on! He lied! Oh, he lied!
Everybody's
with you, bro.
I cheated on your anything? Quiz.
I cheated on
this,
babe, got a test.
Homework, okay. Well, if you cheated, you're taking answers that weren't yours. So that's technically taking something that wasn't yours, which is stealing. What do we call people who take things that aren't theirs?
Stealers.
Not stealers. Thieves. There you go. Stealers. So would you agree with that, that you've taken something that wasn't yours? All right. Have you ever used the Lord's name in a way that wasn't appropriate?
Yeah, I have.
No, never done that? That's pretty good. Ever disobeyed your parents?
Yeah.
So, Brianne, you just told me that you were a liar and a thief and that you dishonor your parents. Is that correct? By your own admission?
You're not a good person.
All right. So let's say.
You're not a good person.
If we go by God's law, let's just say, just hypothetical scenario here, guys. If you stood before God tonight.
Yeah, he's talking to him.
If you. Yes, sir.
Leave him alone.
If you stood before God tonight, where do you think that by his law you would be innocent or guilty? Based solely on your actions.
Guilty.
Yes.
Yes, right. There you go.
All right. Hypothetically, if there's a heaven and a hell, where do you think you'd go if you're guilty?
If you repent, do you go to heaven?
If you repent, but based solely on your actions, if you're guilty, do you go to heaven or you go to hell? All right, do you know what Jesus has done for you so that you do not have to go to hell?
Yes,
what has God done for you?
I'm just saying,
He died for us. Yes, Jesus died on the cross for us, and something that just helps me to understand this a little bit better. Let's say that I burned a DVD. Does anyone know what the penalty for burning
$50,000 and 5 years in jail.
5 years in jail. It's a little
only
bit. That?
You haven't even asked the question.
$50,000 is for a CD. What about a DVD?
$250,000.
$250,000. Right. So, if I burned a DVD a year ago. And that's $250,000 fine or 5 years in prison. They catch me for it. I go to jail. They have the evidence I'm guilty. But I say, Judge, I haven't broken the law since then. I haven't even broken the speed limit. I stopped all the stop signs. I've been such a good person, and I feel so bad. I've done community service. If he's a just judge, is he going to say, oh, well, Dallas, you know what? I like you, so that means I'm going to let you go free.
No.
No, why not?
You're
going to be service. Right, I paid the price, so I have to pay the price, right? Well, I am a broke college student, so I don't have $250,000 flying around anywhere. So I say, I really, really don't want to go to jail, but the judge says, I'm sorry, that's the only alternative. Let's say there's a man that stands up at the courtroom and says, Judge, I love Dallas so much. I sold my house, I sold my car, I got tapped into my retirement fund, I gave up everything. And here's the $250,000. And the judge says, Dallas, you can go free. How would I feel toward that person, you think? Probably a little bit grateful.
Probably a little bit broke.
Probably. I'd feel like I'd owe him something, right? All right. Well, metaphorically, let's just say Jesus is like the man in the courtroom. He was innocent. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned, but yet he went through the pain and the suffering and the humiliation and the death that we deserved and took all of our sin on himself so that we don't have to pay the penalty for our sin. Now, Brianne, who would agree that Brianne passed the test, or did he fail it?
I think he passed because he was honest.
He was honest, but was he a good person? Did he pass the good person
test? I mean, no, he didn't pass the good person test.
Hell no.
He was honest.
That's a wow.
They gave him kudos for being honest, but he did fail the test, and he didn't earn the $7 that I promised, right?
Oh my God.
So, just to demonstrate God's grace, Brian, I'm going to give you these $7.
You better pray.
Praise God.
We're going to go to McDonald's.
There you go.
He just wants the money, dude.
Thank you all for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought we were going to have to give our dollars back.